It's not really my style. I don't think I've ever done this before. I spent like a week on a tosos. It's not really my thing to do that. Spend like a week and a half on a tosos, but it's really an unbelievable tosos. So at the end of this tosos in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, tosos goes on to say, you know, once he says that chalipin works for a guy, which we tosos already that we discussed yesterday, that chalipin works, that kinyan chalipin works for a guy. That's why you have a hava mina kicha kicha misteafron, that we can learn chalipin because chalipin even works. Even works by a guy. So Tos says, you know, there is such a thing as a kinyan harsha'a. What's harsha'a? Harsha'a is as follows. I have someone that owes me money, but I don't want to go collect the money myself. And the guy who owes me the money is in California. I don't want to schlep to California. So what can I do? I could send a shliach to go collect the money for me. Problem is, I send a shliach to go collect the money for me. So the shliach is going to go to Shimon, who owes me money. And the shliach is going to say, give me the money for Aryeh Leibowitz back in New York. And Shimon's going to say, I don't know you. I don't have any relationship with you. If Aryeh Leibowitz wants the money, he'll come to California. He'll come and ask me for the money. He'll give me a call. He'll ask me for the money. Lav bal dvarim didiyat. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. So there is a way to make your shliach your bal dvarim. To make him someone who's a bal dvar in that chov. How does one make a shliach, the baldover and the chov? We do what's called a harsha'a. Harsha'a is more than a shlichus. I'm not just sending him to collect my chov for me. I'm transferring the chov to him. That he becomes the one who has the rights of collection. He's the collection agency. Not stam a shlichus. He's the collection agency on the chov. And once I do that, I write a harsha'a. So now, where I do a harsha'a, now the lover can no longer say lav bal dvarim didiyat. He can no longer say, well, I got no business with you. Yes, you do have business with him, because your shibud is that your chov is now owed to him. So how does harsha'a work? It's just with dibur. So no, it doesn't just work with dibur, you need to do a kinyan. So what's the standard kinyan we do whenever you need a maisa kinyan to show that you want that you're serious about something? Standard kinyan is kinyan chalipin. So we would do a kinyan chalipin. So Tos says, okay, let's put two and two together now. If chalipin works for a guy, which we've established, chalipin works for a guy, so you can allow a guy to be the collection agency to collect your chov, just make a kinyan chalipin, and he'll be the one that will be able to collect your chov. Nachon? So far we're all good, right? Tos says, wait a second. Why would you ever write a shtar harsha'a? Why would you ever want to do a harsha'a? Transfer the shibud to someone else, let someone else go do the collection. Why don't you just collect it yourself? So normally the case is because I'm not in California. The guy that owes me the money is in California. So I want to do a harsha'a for the guy who's in, for a guyish friend of mine in California to go collect it. Let him collect it. But how do I do that? If the guy's in California and the guy that owes me the money is in California, how do I do a kinyan chalipin over here to authorize the guy? So what do I do? So says Tosos. There's a concept called zechia. There's a concept called zechia. That if something is beneficial to somebody, I can make a kinyan on his behalf. So it's beneficial to the guy to be able to be the one to collect the money. So I'll pull my friend aside. I'll go to Sammy and I'll say, make a kinyan for the guy. Now the guy, Bob, in California, will be able to collect from Shimon the money that he owes me. Great. You'll be zocha for the guy. But, says Tosos, you have a problem. Problem is, ein zochia l'guy. Being zocha for someone is din shlichus, which is a whole separate assumption and separate sugyum sachsubstafiral. But let's assume for a moment, if you're doing something for the guy, why are you able to do something for the guy's benefit? Because you are becoming the guy's shliach to acquire for him the right to collect the chov. But there's no shlichus la'akov. A guy doesn't have the ability to make a shliach. So tell us this very strange line over here. So Tosus writes, when you do a shtar harsha'a, you have to be careful. You can't write v'kanina minei, that the Edim of the Shtar Hashah were Kona from the Malve for the Shliach so that he will be able to be Gove from the Love. You can't do that if the person who's going to be collecting is a guy, because Ein Zechila Akum. So he says, be careful. When you write this, don't write V'kanina Minei. Instead, you should write V'kana Ovid Kochavi. V'kana Ovid Kochavi. What does that help to write V'kana Ovid Kochavi? So V'chein Ovid Rogel Rabbeinu Tam L'shloach Hashoah B'yalov D'Kochavi V'yomakne B'chalipin. Right? He would send the Hashoah in the hands of an Ovid Kochavi, 2 lines from the bottom page, and he would do a Kinyan Chalipin. Umiu Bazet Zorech Lizoher. But be very careful with this. Shaloh Lichtov V'kanina Minei. You can't write V'kanina Minei. Why? What does V'kanina Minei mean? V'kanina Minei means that we are making a Kinyan on behalf of the guy, so that the guy will be able to be the Baal Harshah, he'll be able to be the one to collect the Chov. You can't do that, because you can't make a Kinyan on behalf of the guy. So what should you write? Dein Shlichus Zechil Avichavim, because I mean Perek Hamishit B'Metzia. Ella, what should you write? V'kana Ha'ovit Kachavim Kasvina. Write that the guy was Kona. Because the guy can make a Kinyan himself, you just can't do it through a Shlichus. What's Tosos talking about? What does it mean? Write that the guy was Kona. The guy's in California. What do you mean, write that the guy was Kona? I want the guy to collect my chov from Shimon, and the reason I want the guy to do it is because he lives in California. Bob lives in California. So I want him to collect the chov for me. I can't make a kinyan with him. He's in California. I'm here in Woodmere. So what do I need to do? So I'm going to find Sammy, and I'm going to say, Sammy, here, do me a favor, make a kinyan on behalf of the guy. So Tosa says, the problem is, Sammy can't make a kinyan on behalf of the guy, so don't write the kanina mine. So when Sammy makes the kinyan on behalf of the guy, make sure you write that the guy did it himself. But he didn't. So what's Tosa suggesting? Lie? Tosa says, here's the problem. When it's not going to work legally, what you need to do is commit fraud. Is that what Tosfos is suggesting? You can't write for kanina minei because legally it doesn't work. So write that the guy made the kinyan, which is not true. That's a blatant lie. But write that. Write that the guy made the kinyan. Commit fraud when you can't do things honestly. Chas v'shalom. What in the world is Tosfos saying? Very challenging. It's like a few words. You just can't read it. Ella, I have the solution. Tosfos says, here's the solution. Write it as if you did something that's actually legitimate, even though you didn't. So this is something that confounded the poskim already. What in the world does Tosas mean? If you look in Choshen Mishpat in some Kuf Chav Gimel, where it talks about Harsha'a, the Sma on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, Sefer Mi'ira Seinayim, Sivkat and Chav Aleph, says that when Tosfos says you can't write the Kanina Minei, you know what Tosfos really means? You can't make Bob the guy in California. You can't give him Arashah to be able to collect your Chov. So that when he says don't write the Kanina Minei, he means don't do it. If Bob happens to be in New York, so good, then Kazuntate, go ahead and do it. If you're able to honestly write the Kanina Ovid Kachavim, great, you could do that. But if you can't honestly write it, so then you can't do it. You just can't have Bob in California by Sammy making a kinyan on his behalf. It just doesn't work. Sammy's not allowed to make a kinyan on his behalf. But the Taz points out it's difficult, because then Tulsa shouldn't have said, Ela v'kano ovid kochavim kasvinan. What should have Tulsa said? Tulsa shouldn't have said, oh, so instead write that the guy was Kona. No, Tulsa should have said, Ella, make sure that the guy actually is Kona. Not, oh, make sure that you're right that the guy is Kona. What do you mean, right that the guy is Kona? He should have said, make sure the guy actually is Kona. So very difficult, very, very difficult, Tosfos. So the Ketzos in Kuf Chav Gimel Sivkat and Hay, a beautiful Ketzos. Ketzos says, no, we're misunderstanding Pshat in Tosfos. Tosfos is not telling you to commit fraud, nor is Tosfos saying that you just can't do it, that you can't make Bob in California, you can't give him the Arsha'a by having Sammy be Kona on his behalf. We're not saying that you can't do it. Here's what Tosfos is saying. A little bit of background to understand what Tosfos is saying, says the Ketzos. The Mishnah on Chaf Beis Amud Beis tells us that an Eved Kenani can be acquired with Kesef Shtar v'Chazaka. Why? Because an Eved Kenani has a din like Karka. So Karka can be acquired with Kesef Shtar v'Chazaka. How's an Eved Kenani Kona Es Atzmo? It's just like the first Mishnah in the Masechta. How an Isha is Niknes and how an Isha is Kona Es Atzma. So how's an Eved Kenani Nikne? Kesef Shtar v'Chazaka. How's an Eved Kenani Kona Es Atzmo? Kesef, get shichrur, but kesef also, he can be kona himself with kesef. How? He doesn't have any money. Mashkon eved kona rabba. Whatever money he has already belongs to the master. So how in the world is he can be kona himself with kesef? So it's kesef al yedei achevim. Can't pay for his own. He doesn't have any money. So other people come and pay money to the adon in order to be mashachar this eved. That's Shitas Rav Meir in the Mishnah Chav Beis. And essentially what we're saying is that it's a Chiddush Din by Eved Kenani that the Eved Kenani can be freed even if he doesn't pay the money but someone else pays on his behalf. And we have a similar idea by Kiddushin. The Gemara is going to discuss in Daf Zayin where a Baal says Helach Manav Yiskad Shilaploni. The Shliach Baal says Shliach comes and says, here is a beautiful gold ring. Hare mukadeshes leploni. Now you should be mukadeshes, not to me, but to someone else. The kesef kiddushin belonged to the shliach. It wasn't the mishaler. Normally, if I'm a kaddish through a shliach, so what will I do? I'll give you a ring and I'll say, here, give this ring to that girl on my behalf and be mukadesh. No, this is talking about something else. The shliach takes his own ring that he owns with his money and he gives it to the girl and says, you should be mekadeshes to Yanin. You should be mekadeshes to this other guy who doesn't own this ring. Says the Gemara, mekadeshes midin Eved Kenani. The Kiddushin works just like Eved Kenani's can be freed that way. Just like an Eved Kenani can be freed by someone else coming along and giving the money on behalf of the Eved Kenani, even though it's not the Eved Kenani's money. So too, you can be Mekadesh Nisha by giving your own money l'shem kiddushin of somebody else. It works with Midin Eved Kenani. Says the Ketzos, when Rabbeinu Tam says that you could do a harsha'a by having Sammy make the kinyan on behalf of Bob so that Bob will be able to collect the chov from Shimon, it's not saying that it works midin shlichus. Sammy's not working as Bab's shliach. Sammy's working midin Eved Kenani for Bab. That just like someone else can come in the picture and make the kinyan on your behalf, not midin shliach, but midin Eved Kenani, so too over here also. You could do the chalipin with Sammy, not midin shliach, that Sammy's being Bab's shliach. He's being zocha for Bab as a shliach. But midin Eved Kenani. So Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is, don't write v'kanina minei, because v'kanina minei would sound like it's working midin zechiyah. It will sound like, but it's not working midin zechiyah. It's not that Sammy's Bob's shliach. No, write v'kanina ovid kochavim, that the goy was kona. How is the goy kona? Directly! How was he able to be kona directly? He wasn't here. Midin Eved Kenani. Sometimes you don't have to be there to make your own kinyan. That there is such a din, that it works in these random places to free an Eved Kenani, to be Mekadesh Nisha. You don't even need to be there. The kinyan is going to be chal for you, but someone else is making the kinyan, and it's not midin shlichus. It's midin Eved Kenani. That's how the Ketzos says it works over here. You hear what I'm saying? What the Ketzos is saying? That we think that if someone's doing something on my behalf, it has to be that he's a shliach. No, shliach is one step removed. He doesn't have to be a shliach. He could be, and shliach uses the mechanism of shluchah shalad and kim also. He's like the original guy. No, he doesn't have to be like the original guy. He could be him. He can actually do a kinyan that's as if someone else is doing the kinyan. Someone gives the master money to free the Eved Kenani. It's as if the Eved Kenani was just kona himself. But he wasn't even here. I did it. Still, he's kona himself. A shliach. A guy takes a ring that he owns and gives it to a girl and says, you're Mekadesh, not to me, to another guy. That other guy is now the husband. He wasn't even here. It wasn't even his money. There was no shlichus. But you have this concept of midin avid kanan, that it works anyway. So when Sammy makes the kinyan to allow Bob to collect the money, it's not that Sammy's Bob shliach. It doesn't work. He can't have a shliach for a guy. It works midin avid kanan. It's as if Bob himself made the kinyan. That's how the Tosos says. He says that's what Tosos is saying. Right, v'kana ha'ovid kochavim, not because it's fraud, but because that's the truth, that the ovid kochavim is actually kona directly through Sam, not through Sammy as a shliach, but through Sam as a kinyan, just like a kinyan avdus, just like kinyan avid kanani. Says the Ksos, I'll bring you a raya. Bring you a raya, says the Ksos. Shulchan Aruch Choshemish Batzim Kuf Tzadi Hesif Yer Aleph. We know you're not allowed to make kinyonim on Shabbos. Isser d'rabbanu. You're not allowed to make a kinyon on Shabbos. So even a kinyon chalipin, we can't do on Shabbos. So sugyam beitzalam vavam beis. It's also mishum mekach memkar. And because it's an isser d'rabbanu, there are certain exceptions to the rule. When are you allowed to make kinyon on Shabbos? So if it's for its bar mitzvah, you can make kinyon on Shabbos. Giving the bar mitzvah boy the gift in shul. On Shabbos, you know, on behalf of the shul, some of the poskim say for dvar mitzvah, you've been chanech him to want to learn the sefer that the shul is giving him and to encourage him a life of mitzvahs. Okay, maybe yeah, maybe no. But if there's a dvar mitzvah, a legitimate dvar mitzvah, the example the Gemara gives, if a person forgot erev tavshilin, so he can be makna kimcha la'acherim. He can be makna his kemach to someone else, his food to someone else, and then it'd be covered under that person's erev tavshilin. Okay. That's the dvar mitzvah. The Gemara in Brachos Mem Zayin tells Rabbi Lazar was Meshacher as Eved. He violated the Isra of Lolan Bem Tavodu to be Meshacher as Eved. The Gemara says, how is he allowed to do that? Ah, mitzvah derabin. It was a mitzvah derabin. He was allowed to do that. What kind of mitzvah derabin? What do you need to be Meshacher and Eved to do mitzvah derabin? So what does the Rosh say over there? He needed a minion. Why did he need a minion? I had to learn Parsha Zachar. They needed a minion to learn Parsha Zachar. So he was Meshachar Zevi. You're not allowed to free Nevi Kanani. It's an Isser. Lolan Bem Tavodu, an Isser Asay. But he was Meshachar because they needed to learn Parsha Zachar, says the Rosh. When do you learn Parsha Zachar? On Shabbos. How was he Meshachar? He had to do some sort of Kinyan. So forget about Lolan Bem Tavodu. What about the Kinyan? You're not allowed to make Kinyan on Shabbos. For Tvar Mitzvah, it's Chiras HaMalek. You're allowed to make a Kinyan. So you're allowed to make kinyan for a dvar mitzvah. Good, that's the halacha. You're allowed to make kinyan for a dvar mitzvah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if it's not for a dvar mitzvah, you're not allowed to make kinyan on Shabbos. And if you did make a kinyan, kanu, it works. The kinyan is chal. Even though you're not allowed to, the kinyan still works. Says the Ksos, wait a second. If you're doing a kinyan chalipin, which is the standard kinyan the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, why would I use chalipin as opposed to a regular, you know, here, take, and you just take the item and do hagbah or mashicha? Why would you use chalipin? Normally when you use chalipin, it's because the person you want the kinyan to be made with, or the item you want the kinyan to be made with, isn't there. It's not present. That's normally why you do chalipin. That's a typical case of chalipin. So Ksos says, I'm doing chalipin. Normal case. It's done al yidei achirim. For example, when do you see a chalipin done all the time? You go to a chasana, and you go to the chasana stish. First you make sure you go to the shmorg and get all the good food, then you go to the chasana stish and get the hot dogs. So, you have the chasana stish, and you see that there's a handkerchief or a pen that this guy's picking up, and that one's picking up, and what's all that about? Okay, so one of the kinyanim is that the father, the chasana father, the kala, commit to all their chiyuvim to making the wedding. Fine. That's for the tonight. But then there's a really important kinyan chalipin, the one that the chassan himself does, where the Masadik Kiddushin makes a kinyan with the chassan, that he commits himself to the chiyuvim of the ksuba. To who? Who's he committing himself to? That he's going to pay the Masadik Kiddushin all the... That's great. I mean, I hope they live forever and never get divorced, but like, you know, if they do, I'm in the money then. All those times, I was Masadik Kiddushin. It's all my money. No, I'm the one that made the kinyan. No, it's not mine. Who am I doing it for? Doing it for the kala. Why are we doing kinyan chalipin? Because the kala's not there. So I'm doing it on her behalf. That's how kin chalipin typically works. You're doing some on behalf of someone else. So I understand. Even though there's nisr to do a kinyan on Shabbos, it's going to be chal. But how could kinyan chalipin work al yedei acherim on Shabbos? Meaning, I'm going to give you a gift on Shabbos. I'm not allowed to, but we did the actual kinyan. I gave you this beautiful sefer for your bar mitzvah. You take it. You did the kinyan wrongfully. You're not supposed to, but it works. The kinyan works. I understand that. But if you do chalipin through someone else, you're doing chalipin, someone else is doing it on your behalf. If chalipin works midin shlichus, it should never work on Shabbos. You know why? Ein shaliach l'dvar avera. It's usur to make a kinyan on Shabbos. You made me your shaliach to make your kinyan for you on Shabbos. Then it shouldn't work, because ein shaliach l'dvar avera. If the mechanism of kinyan chalipin, when the person is not there, when one of the parties of the transaction isn't there, the mechanism of the chalipin is that I become the shliach, like I'm the mesarek kiddushin and I make the kinyan with the chasen, I'm the shaliach of the kala, well then that kinyan shouldn't work on Shabbos, because ain shaliach l'dvar avera, and it's an avera to make a kinyan on Shabbos. How come the Shulchan Aruch says a kinyan chalipin can work on Shabbos? Even when you're doing it on behalf of another party, says Tosfos, must be that chalipin doesn't work mitin shlichus. When the party's not there, it's not that I become their shaliach. It works midin evet kanani, that I have the right to do the kinyan, and it's as if you're doing the kinyan. When I'm the Masari Kedushin, it's as if the girl is doing the kinyan herself. Not that I'm her shaliach. It's as if she's making the kinyan directly with the chasna. Chalipin is able to bypass shlichus. It's able to bypass shlichus. And it makes it that it's a direct kinyan between the absent person and the other party. Says the Tosfos, that's the raya that Tosfos is correct. What does our Tosfos say? I want Bob to collect my chov from Shimon. How am I going to authorize Bob? I need a harsha'a. How do I make a harsha'a? I do a chalipin. But I can't do a chalipin with Bob. He's in California. So who do I do the chalipin with? Sammy. But Sammy can't be Bob's shliach. Bob's a guy. Says Tosfos, don't worry, Sammy doesn't have to be Bob's shliach. When Sammy does the kinyan, it's as if Bob's doing the kinyan. It works midin evet kanani. Just like Sammy can go over to a master of some Evet Kanani and give that guy money and the Evet Kanani will go free and the Evet Kanani was Kona Atzmo directly through Sammy giving the money. Sammy can do the Kinyan Chalipin and Bob will now be able to collect the money. He did Evet Kanani. That's the Ketzos's Raya. Here's the problem with the Ketzos's Raya. And this we could talk about for a long time. Maybe we'll save some of it till later in the year when we get to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. The Ketzos makes a very major assumption in this rite. The Ketzos assumes that since I'm not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos, when you send me to make a kinyan on Shabbos, the kinyan can't possibly work. Why? Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Let me ask you something. What does ein shliach l'dvar avera mean? Does ein shliach l'dvar avera mean I am not permitted or I am not authorized? There's a difference. I'll give you an example. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. A Kohen is also, or any Jew is also not allowed to marry a guy. Right? When a person marries a guy, when a Jew marries a guy, are they married? Do we say that they did this terrible avera, but they're married? No, there's no marriage with the guy. They're not married. They can be legally married. Halachically, they're not married. A Kohen marries a divorced woman. Not allowed to. It's an issur d'oraisa. Are they married? Yes. Kiddushin tovsin. For chayavei lavin, kiddushin tovsin, generally speaking. For arayos, kiddushin not tovsin. Let's pick a different example. You have Mr. Cohn. So Mr. Cohn wants to marry a grusha. and he does, they're married. He's just living in sin because it's a los asay. Mr. Cohen wants to marry his sister. So Mr. Cohen gives Kiddushin to his sister. Oh my gosh, my brother, he loves me so much, he wants to marry me. Are they married? No. It's Arayos. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin by Arayos. But the Torah says in both cases, don't do it. No, by the Grusha, it's telling you, don't do it. By the Arayos, it's telling you, you are unable to do it. Not only don't do it, when you try to do it, it won't even work. It's not even going to be chal. When we say ein shaliach l'dvar aveira, what do we mean to say? Do we mean to say that whatever action you do, it's not going to be chal on behalf of the other person at all? Or do we mean to say that if you're going to be a shliach to do an avera, don't expect that the mishaleach will be punched because I'm just a shliach? No, you're going to be punched. It will be chal. Whatever you do will be chal. It will work. But don't expect that the punishment should be his punishment. The punishment's going to be your punishment. What's the ketzos assuming over here? That if kinyan chalipin works midin shlichos, then someone can't make a kinyan chalipin for me on Shabbos. Why? The kinyan's not going to work. Why? Ein shliach ledvar aveira. What's he assuming? Ein shliach ledvar aveira means? It won't be chal. It won't work. Really? Is that true? Maybe ein shliach ledvar aveira means it does work. Just don't expect that the mishaleach is going to be punished. You're going to be punished because you did the aveira. I hire a hitman. So the hitman could say, someone I don't like, I get into an argument with my friend, I get very angry. So we'll pick on Sammy again because we're picking on him today. So I say, Sammy, you're a big strong guy, do me a favor, kill my neighbor for me. Rebbe, anything for you. So you go and you kill my neighbor. I love both of my neighbors. Let's not say my neighbor, let's say whatever. You go and you kill someone that I get angry at. So you're going to be brought to this and you're going to say, it wasn't my fault, the rabbi made me a shliach, you know, so it's, you should kill Rabbi Leibowitz, he's the mishaleach. No, so ein shliach l'dvar aveira, you have to, no, you're not allowed to kill someone. Why the Gemara is going to say this for? Divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishomim. You know that it says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, and you know that I told you, thou shalt kill. So you have to know that God has, you know, more authority than I do. So you got to listen to him. So you're going to be punished for that. Doesn't mean that the person's not dead. Certainly what you did works. Obviously it's a bad example. It's not a chalos. That's a physical reality. But how does the shliach l'dvar aveira work? Is it that when I make you a shliach to create a chalos, you're not even authorized to create that chalos? Or you are authorized, but you can expect that you'll be punished for it. I'm not going to be punished for it. So this turns out to be two deos in Tosfos in Maseches Bava Metzia. If you look in the Sugya Bava Metzia Dav Yoram Beis, the Gemara there discusses, and I'll try to say this quickly, the Gemara there discusses how Kinyan Chatzer works. Chatzer Rishaladim is Kona. A person can have their Chatzer be Kona for them. So Gemara says, does chatzer work midin yad or midin shlichus? When my chatzer is kona for me, is it like an extension of my hand, or is my chatzer like my shliach? Nafkamina, says the Gemara, a katana has a chatzer that she owns. Can her chatzer be kona for her? Because a katana has a yad, so her chatzer should work if it works midin yad. But a katana is not able to make a shliach. It's just like guy can't make a shliach, katan can't make a shliach. That's the question Dosing Ksuba deals with, how we could have Gerus Katan. If it works midin zechiyah, which is midin shlichus, that we are the shliach of the Katan, to be, you know, Makabal Judaism for him, but a Katan doesn't have shlichus. Plus he's a guy, and a guy doesn't have shlichus. So Dosing Ksuba deals with those problems. But a Katana doesn't have shlichus, so then her chatzer wouldn't work. So the Gemara says, chatzer must work midin yad, not midin shlichus. Why? Because the pasuk says Shemos Parachav Beis Imi Matzei Timatzei, that if someone steals something, there's something called Kinyane Geneva. that you've made an act of kinyan on that which you've stolen, if it's found in your chatzer. So it's as if, when it's found in your chatzer, it's as if you have made the kinyanim on it. Well, wait a second, says the Gemara. My chatzer can be kona for me kinyane gneva? If it works midin yad, I understand my chatzer will be kona kinyane gneva for me. It's a stolen item, and there's a certain kinyan I have on stolen items. Just like I could pick it up with my hand, my chatzer could be kona. But if it works midin shliach, says the Gemara, how could my chatzer be kona kinyane gneva? Ain shliach. Lidvar aveira. It shouldn't work. Says the Gemara two answers why it can work. Even if chatzer is midin shlichus, the chatzer can still be kona kinyani gneva. Says the Gemara. Ravina answers, ein shliach l'dvar aveira is only if the shliach is a bar chiyuva. But if the shliach is not a bar chiyuva in that din, that that in that aveira, he's not someone, the shliach is not someone who could violate that aveira, then yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Can the chatzer, is the chatzer going to be held accountable for Geneva? It's ridiculous. Chatzer doesn't have any mind, or is not, it's an inanimate object. It's not accountable for Geneva. It's not a bar chiyuva, says Ravina. And therefore, yesh liach l'dvar aveira. For a chatzer, yesh liach l'dvar aveira. For a chatzer, we could say yesh liach l'dvar aveira. That's Ravina. Comes along Rav Sama in the Gemara, and he says, no. Similar, but a slightly different idea. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira is when the shliach has the ability to turn to you and say, I'm not doing it. The fact that he didn't tell you, didn't refuse your mission, and he went and he did it, we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, he's doing that on his own. But if the person does not have the ability to turn you down, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. If your shliach doesn't have the ability to turn you down, yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Does the chatzer have the ability to turn you down? Doesn't. So that's why yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. So Ravina says, why does the chatzer work as a shliach l'dvar aveira to be kona your kinyani gneva? Ravina says, because the chatzer is not chayiv for gneva. He doesn't have an isser of gneva. He's not accountable for gneva. He, the chatzer. Whereas Rav Sama says, no, it's because the chatzer can't talk back to you. He can't turn you down and say, I refuse. So that's why yesh shliach l'dvar aveira in that case. My benayu, the Gemara says, what's the difference between Ravina and Rav Sama? Either way, you're saying that the chatzer is just, it can't do anything. Well, nafkamina would be, let's say a kohen, listen to this. Kohen tells the Yisrael, tseve kadesh li isha grusha. I want you to be mekadesh that divorced woman for me. I want you to be my shliach. Kohen says to Yisrael, be mekadesh that divorced woman for me. If you say like Ravina, that whenever the person himself, the shliach himself, is not a bar chiyuva in that inyan, then we say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Well, guess what? Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva in marrying a grusha. He's allowed to marry a grusha. So the Yisrael shliach is not a bar chiyuva in that inyan. Yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. But if you say like Rav Sama, that we're only going to say yesh shliach l'dvar aveira when the shliach doesn't have the capacity to reject the mission. Does the Yisrael have the capacity to reject the mission, to turn to the coin and say, no, you're not allowed to do this and I'm not doing it for you? Absolutely he has the capacity to do that. So we're vayter going to apply ein shliach l'dvar aveira. That's what the Gemara says. Now, says Tosos. I don't understand. According to Ravina, the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva yesh liach l'dvar aveira, and therefore what? The Kohen is going to get the malchus for doing this. The Kohen is going to get the malchus. Because yesh liach l'dvar aveira over here, the Yisrael is not a bar chiyuva. So the Kohen is going to get the malchus. Ask Tosos, there's an explicit Gemara Kiddushin Ayin Ches. If a man is Mekadesh a Grusha, there's no Malkus until he does Bia. So why should the Kohen be getting Malkus over here? Yeah, the Shliach was Mekadesh, the Yisrael was Mekadesh the Grusha for him, and Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so it's as if the Kohen did the Kiddushin himself, but Kiddushin doesn't earn you Malkus. It's only if you have Bia that the Kiddushin earns you Malkus. So why should the Kohen be getting Malkus over here? Says Tosos, two terutzim. Answer number one, Tosos says, you don't get Malkus if you're only Mekadesh or Grusha, until you have Bia. But once you have the Bia, you get Malkus for the Bia and another Malkus for the Kiddushin. And therefore, if Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira, it's pretty good nafkamina. If Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kohen sends the Yisrael, once the Kohen is then Boel, that Grusha, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira will tell you the Kohen gets two Malkios. But if Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kohen would only get one Malkus. Who would get the other one? The Shliach. So it's only a question of who gets Malkus for the Yisr. That's the nafkamina between Ravina and Rav Sama, is who gets Malkus for the Yisr of the Kiddushin. But the Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira and Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. That's what Tosfos suggests. That's his first answer. What you see from that Tosfos is whether it's Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kiddushin works. The Kiddushin is Chav. Why? Because Tosfos says, this is where it comes back, Tosfos says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira does not mean that he's not empowered to do it, it means he's not permitted to do it. But if he does it, it's still going to work. The Kiddushin will still be Chal. It's just a question, who's going to get punished? But the Kiddushin is still going to be Chal. But then Tosfos says answer number two. Inami says, Tosfos Bamatzia Yiron Beis, you got to look it up. Tosfos says, Yesh Lomar. That Nafkamina might be that if you say, Yesh Liach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kiddushin is Chal. And if you say, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kiddushin is not Chal. So the second answer of Tosfos clearly understands that by saying Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, what you're saying is that there's no Kiddushin. It can't be Chal. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira doesn't just mean you're not allowed to do what it means, and it doesn't just mean who's going to get punished, that you're going to get punished, not the Mishnah. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means you're not authorized. You can't make it happen. So it turns out that when the Ktsos brought this whole raya, Tosfos must be correct that Chalipin doesn't work midin shlichus Chalipin, only works midin Evid Kanani, because otherwise how are you going to make sense of that halach in Shulchan Aruch, that you could do a that if you do a Chalipin on behalf of someone else in Shabbos, that the Kinyan is Chal? I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. So the Kinyan shouldn't be Chal, so it must be that it's working midin Evid Kanani. Tosfos was assuming ain't shliach l'dvar aveira should have meant that the Kinyan isn't Chal. That only is true according to the second Teretz of Tosfos. According to the first Teretz of Tosfos, even if you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the Kinyan would still be Chal. Alright, gotta take a look. And there's a fascinating Chazanish also in Shaviyah, Simlech Avdal, Rozdal, we talked about Heter Mechira. And how do we do Heter Mechira? I'm a farmer, I make the Rabbanut my Shliach to sell my land for me. If you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means, let me say it out, if you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means that the Kinyan is Chal, so fine. I may have done an Aveira, and the Rabbanut's going to be punished for doing this Aveira of selling land in Israel. If you hold that it's an Aveira, right? That they're not allowed to do it. It says Chazanish, if you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira means the Kinyan's not even Chal, then guess what? I make the Rabbanut my Shliach to sell land in Israel, to sell my land, doesn't work at all. The whole thing doesn't work. All that the mechira falls apart. It's one of the arguments against that the mechira. If you hold it to Navera, not only is it wrong, it won't even work. Okay. Have a great Shabbos. And see you on...